The first, James Layman, Commissioner of the North Dakota Department of Commerce. He is hosting a panel on homegrown innovations this afternoon, talking about emerging technical solutions and getting your employees involved in that discussion. There's something novel about how enhanced oil recovery is going green. That's something we need to talk about. Wellhead and sand filtration innovation, a lot happening in that space. Track frack and platform optimization, big things happening there. James, all of these things make my head explode. What are you going to talk about today?
I'm going to talk about the energy transformation in which we're currently living in. We have a lot to produce, oil, natural gas, lignite, you name it, renewables. And the way the world's going with respect to environmental, social, corporate governance, people that buy our electrons and our products downstream, as well as the new regulatory environment that's surfacing, we need to get smart, we need to get cleaner, and we need to do it through innovation, not regulation. So we're going to talk to a few folks today about the innovative approaches that they're taking with their smart folks that work on site, utilizing their brain power, utilizing technologies and engineering, and utilizing the beautiful and luscious amount of 800 years worth of lignite, several hundred years worth of oil and natural gas that we're simply flaring and not monetizing, and talk about how we're going to monetize that, how we're going to do it cleanly, how we're going to do it inexpensively, and how we're going to do it for the long term so that we can grow value-added energy production, innovation, as well as increase our raw production.
What is the most important thing to solving every challenge any industry has, but we're at the oil and gas industry, let's talk about that. What's the low-hanging fruit of everything needed for the future and innovation technology? What would it be?
It's teamwork and synchronization. It's understanding the problem, taking that problem, dissecting it, working together as an industry with the public sector, as well as with adequate research and development dollars, and putting all of our heads together and commercializing the very best intellectual property, technology, and clean energy tools so that we can grow these industries faster, cleaner, and meet the energy demand of the future. So working as a team in an agile environment, small state, a lot of people, a lot of intellectual property, a lot of intellectual capital, putting all of that together, moving in sync to achieve the very best for our state.
You know, what's interesting, because the answer to that question in, I'd say, 48 out of 50 states is money. Just give me more money and I'll fix the problem. You didn't say money. You said teamwork. You said innovation. Obviously, capital is important, but that's almost easy once you've got the solution, right?
Capital is very important, and the state is making the investments, the requisite investments, into the appropriate levels of research and development in order to realize that goal. But most importantly, it's not the money. It's sitting down, it's solving the problems, understanding solutions that'll help us long-term attract private capital. So when you look at environmental, social, and corporate governance, and you look at the rules associated with it and the milestones that need to be met, we can accomplish that right here on a micro scale and on a large scale, and we're doing it in chunks. So when you put all of these components together and integrate it at a systems level view, you suddenly find that this system is able to accommodate the needs for the state, the region, and subsequently the country. And so that's why coming together as a team is super important, being on the same page and moving together in order to achieve the very optimal results that we're trying to desire here with 3,000 or so folks.
We have an ag mentality in North Dakota, which I think is fantastic, because we have more ag innovation in North Dakota than anything, right? We just solve problems no matter what. Then we don't try to buy something off the shelf. We just say, we have a problem here, let's fix it, right? And all of our ancestors and the homesteading that happened here brought that. You couldn't go to the implement dealer and get something fixed. You had to make it. You had to design it. So for those folks that are in that world, they just know how to solve problems. What do you want them to know about what they could bring to the oil and gas industry in the way of solving problems?
Well, if you look at it, there are a number of nexus points where you see similar trajectories. Oil came later. You know, the trajectory of growth came a little bit later. But the same spirit exists in the West due to geographic isolation, a unique need to solve problems. And then also, you know, if you look at the various currents that are against us, whether it's regulatory, whether it's market forces, whether it's private capital forces, you're seeing today that it's coming together just like it did several decades ago, several generations ago, to accomplish the same goal. So that's why you're seeing, if you walk through the parking lot here, amazing technologies on display, because people are finding innovative solutions organic to the state in order to realize and solve those same problems that folks did in agriculture decades ago.
Keep things going. You're doing a great job as the Commerce Commissioner in North Dakota, and it's an exciting place to be right now in North Dakota, and certainly this is a big reason why.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.